double there of James Bay, the Lumineers, and Noah Kahan with Up All Night. We're going international today in the show. I love getting texts from all over the place. Listening to you as I drive along here in Miami. Loved Ulton's tunes earlier, as did I, Tom, as did I. Now from one Tom to another. We may be into the last few weeks of summer, but fear not, because that doesn't mean there still isn't time to sneak away for a little staycation, or even a little daycation if that's what you prefer. Travel writer Tom Brannock has been checking out some of the top travel trends at home and abroad right now for us, whether it's wholesome getaways to mingling with Hollywood stars, I kid you not. And he joins me live actually in our Cork studio. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Anna. How's it going? Busting for road.
Busting for road. I know. I haven't heard that now in a while.
No? Okay.
Busting for road. I love it. Okay, we're going to start local. So let's talk daycations.
Yes. Now, some people may roll their eyes at this one. You know, daycations and staycations. Mm-hmm. People can get really exercised by these new buzzwords.
Yeah.
But I guess it's all about just going out, taking advantage of the last few weeks of the summer holidays and enjoying Ireland as best we can. And I know Discover Ireland are really encouraging people to explore what's on their locality, I guess, whatever is within day tripping distance of your doorstep, really. So they market it as a spot that's within 60 to 90 minutes of your house to be a technical daycation. Mm-hmm. But there's a bit of wiggle room there, to be fair. But we're going to start off with the islands, because I'm always a big fan of heading to the islands. I think you can't beat them in terms of a day trip or an excursion. You just get that sense, something about a boat. It's a that kind of cathartic voyage, even if it's just, you know, to the likes of Spike Island and Cove, where you're just sailing for 20 minutes, you still have that extra element of getting off the mainland.
Planes, so, trains and automobiles, that kind of feel.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. So there, I mean, we're so lucky with so many. I mean, I love traveling to the islands, and I'd say I've only been to half of them at this stage. So, but no matter where you are, whether it's in the West and maybe doing a trip to, if you've never been to Inishmore before, like some great things to experience there, like an off-road experience with off-road Aran Adventures, where you can go to really inaccessible areas of the, it's a pretty rugged island. And of course, taking in Dún Éagasa, which is, I think, one of Ireland's most blockbuster attractions. And then if you're down in Cork, Cape Clear Ferries, they do a really nice evening one to...
Is it a sunset tour or something?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. To Fastnet Rock. Have you done this, Anna?
No, I haven't, but I was reading about it earlier. I was like, I need to do this.
Yeah, just a really nice one. You set off from Baltimore or Baltimore, we should call it. I think Baltimore is kind of the blow-in way they
Baltimore,
Baltimore is the Cork way of saying it. But you could have a nice seafood lunch in the likes of Casey's of Baltimore, and then maybe take a walk out to that beacon sculpture as well, and then do your evening cruise out to Fastnet, which of course is known as the teardrop of Ireland because of the Ireland's immigration story. But that's a really spectacular, I mean, seeing that lighthouse at sunset is... I mean, as our epic in Ireland goes, that's
I would imagine
much,
that's a postcard
that's
type
there.
Photo
yeah,
now.
Absolutely.
Once you get the weather, of course, but let's face it, it's Ireland, so we often have to make do with what
we'll
we
make
have.
Do. You'll enjoy it.
We'll enjoy it, exactly. We'll have a great day. We'll pack the hand sandwiches. Let me ask you about the idea of wandering around Wicklow with a donkey. What?
Yes. Now, I included this because, I mean, we're all getting increasingly outdoorsy, and I think sometimes it can be hard maybe for families to rope the kids in on like a hike or a walk.
Yeah.
But Clisman Caravans in beautiful County Wicklow, they have traditional horse-drawn carriages which you can hire and tour around Wicklow for a few days if you want. I've done that before. It's basically like living in Wanderley Wagon for a few days. It's like
My dad used to always talk about Wanderley Wagon. Oh my God.
So it's basically like living that. But if you're just doing a day trip, you can head down for a couple of hours and go on a hike around the beautiful countryside and hillsides in South Wicklow, accompanied by your own donkey.
Stop
there you
it.
Go. Beat that. Yeah, so that's one way to...
It's your own personal donkey friend for the 2 hours.
Exactly. One way for someone to carry your massive Stanley cup. But so the donkey.
God, the water bottle. Yeah, but that's it, because people walking around with those would be having sore arms, let's face it.
Exactly. So they're all really well trained and just a kind of a nice way to keep the donkey company and vice versa, and like explore the countryside at your own pace. And obviously kids love animals generally.
Of course,
so
novelty. Like actually my 1-year-old is singing like, "Oh, MacDonald had a farm." So E-I-E-I-O, the donkey. I don't even know what sound I'd make. You know, there's the moo and there's the baa.
They bray, don't they? To stay on a Wicklow theme.
Yeah, but how can you
there?
Say that to a 1-year-old? Bray.
Or
I don't know what he gets.
E-O. Anyway.
Anyway, look, we digress here now. Look, we're meant to be talking about staycations and daycations. Yes. Let's move on to the OPW heritage sites.
Actually, one of your ads earlier was saying that it's Heritage Week. So Ireland's OPW, so the heritage sites, we've got dozens of these fantastic sites across the country. And I think sometimes they're maybe focused on a bit more by international tourism. Mm. So I really love visiting them. I mean, even if you're travelling from, you know, Cork to Dublin, the Rock of Cashel, it's just such an outstanding site. Mm. Like, it's really, really incredible, and sometimes gets overshadowed by some of our coastal attractions.
Yeah.
You know, there are our own kind of Machu Picchus. Clonmacnoise in Offaly as well is another really outstanding one, but there are other lesser ones known too. Like, I like the quieter ones, like Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. So if you go on their website, you're guaranteed to find one within day tripping sight of your home, and you know, make a day for it. Lots of those OPW sites too have nice cafes too, so you can get, like, you know, some nice food kind of working into
keeps
the mix
everyone
as well.
Happy.
Exactly,
then you can see, you can have the bit of heritage, have a bit of culture, and then you can have the cup of tea and the old creamy bun then afterwards, so you're happy.
Exactly.
And the reality is, like, we have world class attractions in every county, but sometimes when they're so near us, we actually kind of, as you said, overlook them a small bit.
Yeah, and that's kind of the beauty of the post COVID world. I think we've finally started to appreciate, you know, what's on our own doorstep, and we have a lot.
We do have a lot. Now, next up, we're going to chat about a trend that's emerging on social media in recent times, you know, and that's wholesome getaways.
No. You must have heard of this, Anna.
I haven't.
No? Because it's only started cropping up on my feed of my savvy people who I follow over the last couple of months. And people were hashtagging, you know, wholesome weekend with the girls or wholesome weekend. Yeah. And it's this travel trend kind of driven by more so Gen Z than millennials. So I think maybe people under 30, where they're kind of moving away from kind of boozy partying weekends towards...
Maybe that's why I haven't heard of it.
I'd be
living for one of those.
So it's kind of where the focus is on the outdoors, good local food, and a nice cozy base, along with the aesthetic.
So that sounds good.
Yeah. So some examples of those. I stayed in a new brand new guest house in the Galtees on the Cork Tip border there recently, Barnahown, Mitchelstown. And they've got a brand new regenerative guest house in Mitchelstown where they're aiming to, I mean, sustainable tourism kind of implies that you're going to leave the place you arrived in intact.
Exactly.
Regenerative kind of hopes that you'll improve the area. So they have a lovely B&B where you can even bring your dog, but they also support lots of local soap, local suppliers. And then the Galtees, I mean, sure, they're like outstanding as well, and I feel pretty unharnessed. So that's a really nice, you have your hike, your cozy break, they do lovely tasting platters. If you wanted to head up the north, Armagh, home of Mr. Whiffen, our Olympian star.
Of course,
I think it's Armagh, yeah. So they have the food and cider weekend coming up in the first week of September. So that might be a nice one to plan towards. Of course, Armagh is the orchard county. So you've lots of lovely food, apple aspects there, orchard tours, culinary crawls, paint and sips. And then you've got kind of nice country house bases like New Forge House, that's a nice Ireland Blue Book property, or Blackwell House is a really lovely one I stayed in too. And if you're in the West, maybe a surfing weekend in Sligo. That's kind of like your epic.
I feel like I'm on a
Discover Ireland kind of ad kind of vibe, you know? Like really bracing the outdoors. Doesn't matter what the weather is. You know, Sligo has become kind of a surfing capital
it's
right
a great
now.
Place
they have,
to surf,
yeah, they have the surfing centre. And then what you could do too to kind of for the wellness vibe after is go to they have the Voya baths there.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So I think they're set in original seaweed baths.
So there's relaxation then after the surfing, because let's face
like
it, you'll be sore.
OG wellness. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be sore in every muscle in your body after the surfing. You know, like I'm listening here, you're talking about, you know, gorgeous food, stripped back experiences, you know, the getting outdoors. But let's face it as well, if it's a social media trend, it's probably because they'll get good photos for the gram.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And the aesthetic has become so popular. And another kind of point of that is the whole de-influencing trend right now. So that the New Zealand Tourist Board, actually, they started this a couple of years ago where they encouraged people to avoid, not to travel under the social influence, which is a good phrase, and kind of are urging tourists to avoid cliche poses like the hot tub backshot or like the summit spread eagle. Now, look, no, we've all been guilty of a few of those in our time, but...
Have you taken those now? Come on, be honest.
I've probably done a summit, maybe not a spread eagle, but I've definitely done a looking pensive into the, like a canyon. You know,
oh, yeah, look off in the distance. Take the shot, take the shot, take the shot.
They're kind of Facebook days, I feel.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And is this travel de-influencing? So is it the idea that you kind of consider places that are lesser visited, so to speak, so they won't be as busy?
Exactly. So okay. Maybe if in like in an Irish context, if you see if there's like an influencer like, you know, going, here's like the best kept secret, it's no longer going to be a secret.
Yeah.
So maybe just like go off the beaten path and maybe consider options. I don't know, like the Slieve Blooms. I mean, they're a mountain range in the heart of Ireland, which are very underrated and have fantastic walks. So maybe just go a little literally off the beaten track.
Yeah, I know. I remember all right, not that long ago, I think was it the summer before last, going to the Stairway to Heaven in Fermanagh, and it is absolutely gorgeous, but I think some travel influencer had mentioned it, and sure, I couldn't get my own selfie then because everyone was up around me at the top of it, and I was raging.
Thank God for Photoshop.
Yeah. I wasn't that savvy with it, but I'll have to do that. Okay, well, actually, speaking of selfies and people that take selfies a lot are celebs, and let's talk, I suppose, about if you're dreaming of something a little further afield. Airbnb have this new icons experience, and I'm right in saying that whether it's like staying like in actual Polly Pocket houses or even hanging out with the likes of Kevin Hart, you can do that.
Yes,
tell us more.
You've read that right. Now, Airbnb kind of have a mixed kind of PR fortunes, I guess, but they've introduced these new icon experiences early in the summer, which invite guests to overnight in pretty unique and epic locations across the world. The Musée d'Orsay in Paris, the Ferrari Museum in Maranello in Italy, where you can actually stay in a Ferrari seated stitched bed. But one of the ones they launched this week, more of the novelty ones, is the Polly Pocket house in Massachusetts. I don't know if you're a Polly Pocket fan.
I was a big Polly Pocket fan. That's why it grabbed my attention.
Okay, so they've recreated an actual life-sized Polly Pocket house in not too far from Boston. So if you're on a J1 in Massachusetts or in Cape Cod right now, get on this. You can register online for be one of the lucky participants to stay in the Polly Pocket house, and then they provide all like retro food, like push pops, or I mean, it's off grid.
Oh,
I'm like, it looks, I'm like,
the push pops, I always love them as well, but I'm never allowed to have them. They'll break your teeth, they'll break your desert. And actually, as well, just to say to people while we're talking about this, you can also register for celebrity experiences like enjoy a recording session with Doja Cat, or hang out with Kevin Hart.
Sorry, Doja Cat. And her cats. Apparently she has four cats, and it's like you can wear your pajamas, hang out in her living room, and she'll play a set. And I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah,
a Doja Cat daycation.
So you register online, I was just reading here, you answer a few questions, you might get picked, but most of the experiences cost less than $100, which is reasonable.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's really good. I mean, $100 it's worth paying for the chance to become BFFs with Doja Cat.
Well, I'd be more Kevin Hart now. I'd love to hang out with Kevin Hart. I think he's brilliant. Look, we could keep talking about that for ages, but unfortunately we can't. Tom Brennock, thank you so much for coming on and giving us lots of food for thought when it comes to our daycations, staycations and further afield as well. That's it from us today. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Drive Time with Cormac. Have a lovely evening and we'll chat with you tomorrow.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.